fifth parak of Ayilas, third Mishnah, Aisa Shalema. There was a full kedera which is covering up the chimney. So it prevents any tumah from going up to the second story. It only helps for things that you cannot be matar in the mikveh. Once it's tummy, there's nothing to do bad. Klicher is also nothing to do bad. Chazi Vesil, Lahoyz Gvei Shammai. Vesil ended up passing by like Vesh Shammai. What's that logic of Vesh Shammai? Lachor, it should be prevent the tumor from going up. So, it's a gzera. Vesh Shammai is a gzera. Why? Because Kelim of Anam Oretz are considered tummy in respect to a chover, a person who is makir, not tumor of a tire. The halacha is that a kli which is tummy. Not mapsik the tumah from going up. Now, what's our problem? The Amoris considers all his kelim tovim. Mela, we tell him that it only helps for oichlim amashkim and klicheres, which you can't bring to a mikvah. And therefore, the chocham, the chover, the person's makvah to matar anyway, will never take these things from Amoris because he's concerned the tumah and you can't be matar them. So in respect to those things, we'll be matar for the Amoritz himself. So Mishitoso, if he holds at his Torah, we'll let him rely on himself. But we're not causing the chaver and the people that are makman to matar to get into trouble. Mashenken, things that help tire the mikveh, then a chaver may take from him. So those type of things we say in a chanami that they are considered tameyim. Because maybe the kli that was used to prevent the tumah coming was also tummy and it didn't work. And those are the things that the chavar will take. So the things the chavar will take, he and the chanami will have to put in the mikveh. Yeah, chazu beisil, like we said, beisil eventually passing the beishamui also.